tell your name and address, and we'll see you.
I'm Edith Reynolds. I live at 20 Adams Street in Blue Mountain. Been here since 1950.
This is an interview with Ms. Edith Reynolds on 27 March 1996. Ms. Reynolds, you said that you had lived here in Blue Mountain since 1947,
yeah.
After I moved here. Tell me about how you got here.
Well, my husband's daddy married a woman, Slaughter, and there's four or five of her children down here working. And so Bunny's visiting during Christmas, from Christmas to New Year, and he went to work down here. Of course, I followed him.
Were they working at the mill?
Uh-huh.
At the mill particularly?
It's Mr. Reynolds and Elmer and Oscar and Manning, Hewitt and Alan, Lee John. Lord, I don't know how many.
So you came here in 47. How long had you been married at that time?
I've been married since 1937.
Okay.
I had my 60th wedding anniversary, people live the 13th of last.
Go ahead.
The 13th of last December, I've been married 60 years.
Okay, so.
Almost 22 when I married.
So y'all came here for him to work in the mill,
yeah.
Particularly?
We stayed here about 2 years and I went to work.
Okay. Well, did you have kids at that time?
Oh, yeah, John and Annis was both in school.
When were they born?
John was born in 39, Annis was 41.
Okay. So they were in school. Did you keep them for those 2 years that you didn't work? I mean, did they go to school here at Blue Mountain?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They were at Blue Mountain. And you were a housekeeper, basically, at that time?
I had a full-time job.
Running the house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I can imagine.
And they went to Oxford. My children went to Oxford.
When was that?
When they finished the sixth grade down here.
Okay.
See, the school went through the sixth grade, and JQ was in the second, third, and then he went into the first grade.
When y'all got here,
yeah.
So they finished down there and then went on.
Yeah.
So you went to work in... about 49 then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you do?
Well, first thing I did, I run bowlers. I learned to do that and put them on them layers. I didn't like that, but I went ahead and done it because I was happy with that. And I went from there to the liners and there to the bowlers. And I done everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the kind of a typical day like?
Well, I like the work. You know, I enjoy my work. I never did dislike my jobs.
Uh-huh.
And I really good. It wasn't boring.
Uh-huh.
But you kept going.
So what time would you get there every morning?
Clock in any time before 6 and any time after 2.
Okay, those are the times that you're in and out.
From 6 to 2 and from 2 to 10 and 10 to 6 the next morning.
Okay, so they were running three shifts when you were mm-hmm. working. Which shift did you work?
I worked them all. I started in on third shift, from 10 to 6.
Uh-huh.
And then I stayed on there a while, and Hart wanted me to come up on the second. I worked about 2 months on the second, and Rex Whitley put me on the first. He was the second boss. And he put me on the first, and then I stayed on the first, and we got, a bunch of us got laid off, you know, in some time, you know, work went down.
Okay, so periodically I would get laid off then.
I've got laid off twice in 25 years.
Okay. How long were you laid off for?
Oh, sometimes 2 months and sometimes not that long. Just until I got in some orders.
Okay.
And one time I was transferred over to the number 3 and I wasn't laid off.
Is the number 3 a different plant?
Well, it's all the same. It's all in the same building.
Oh, okay.
But there's different things.
Well, how different?
I was in number 2.
Different divisions or something?
Yeah, my husband worked downstairs. He was in number 1. I was in number 2.
Uh-huh.
And across over there was number 3.
Okay. All right.
So, it was something else.
Did they do different things in those
Yeah.
Okay. So what about lunch? What did y'all do for lunch?
We just split when we got hungry and eat. We didn't have no lunch break. We just taken our lunch break.
Okay, so would you take an hour?
I wouldn't. I'm about 10 minutes. Just quick as I could swallow my sandwich or whatever I had.
Okay.
And I went back to work. A lot of them sit down and I can talk for an hour, but I never did. I just...
Okay, so they'd give you an hour though to mm-hmm. if they...
They weren't supposed to. But see, the bosses would be going to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so they were supposed to have done what you did, basically?
Well, I don't know whether they're supposed to or not. I just didn't ever.
Okay.
I want a deadbeat. Mm-hmm. I never was a deadbeat.
Okay. Well, so would you always take your lunch?
Yeah, I mean, they put in a lunch wagon.
But what time was that? What do you...
That's 60, I guess.
Okay.
They had sandwiches and nearly anything, and then people got to sit in stealing off of the truck.
Mm-hmm. The bus driver.
Yeah. And they fired Clovis, my brother-in-law, running, but they thought he'd stole the money.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't steal any money. I told Mr. Moyer one time, he was talking to me, that was the president of the mill.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, I said, he didn't steal that money. I've seen people put between two sandwiches in their pockets.
Mm. Oh, so they would steal food and he got blamed mm-hmm. for stealing money, basically, is what how that worked. Okay.
It's
right.
Something else.
Okay. So sometimes people would get laid off and sometimes it wouldn't. Did you ever notice a larger number of people being hired or a lot of people being laid off at one time? I mean, you know.
They usually laid off the ones that were hard, but less.
Okay.
That's why I got laid off twice. I was one of the newest things.
Okay. So people who they hired basically stayed there is what I heard you say.
Yeah.
Because you'd worked there by, you know, a number of years.
Yeah.
When you
I walked out. I didn't retire. I just walked out on that.
What year was that?
75. Hubert Crawford was the best guy in the world. And he'd always have my things set up in the machine's office and have me clean it. Yeah. And the girl was the expediter on the second shift. She comes, she loses every bit of mine. The last day I worked, I run one head for 3 hours instead of 24.
Instead of 24 heads, you ran one?
I like that.
It just wasn't set up, you mean? For you to run?
He had me plenty of yarn, but she's taking it away from me and giving it to somebody else.
Hmm.
So I just walked out. Didn't go back.
Well,
I still eat.
Yeah. Well, so what's an expediter? I mean, how could...
That's one that you set the orders, you set up the frames, and see that you got yarn.
So that other guy was an expediter, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this other one just kind of took stuff out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is it a... So you had a women expediter at that mm-hmm. point in time. Were there women bosses?
Yeah, they are now.
Well, I mean, when did they get women bosses?
Well, I never did work on the women bosses, lady bosses.
Okay. So they didn't have them in 75, they've had them since?
Yeah.
Since
mm-hmm.
then, basically, is what you're saying. Okay. Okay, Well, you had mentioned that the plant has never been unionized.
Years and years and years ago, before we came here and 47, it was, but it closed it. They had to close it.
They closed the union?
Closed the mill.
Oh, because? You want to tell me about that?
Well, see, I wasn't here.
Right.
But Lucille told me that after the union came in, so they didn't get no orders.
Okay.
People didn't want union materials there. And they just thought it was somebody else, and you know.
Do you know what year that was, though?
No, I really don't, because Lucy's only been married since she was 14.
And how old was she then?
She's about the same age now. She's about 39.
Okay, so she was working there when you started working there.
Oh, yeah. Her and her sister, too. She died, but Margaret lived. The first house right down here, if you cross, go down this road down here. The second half, a big house. In that little house, there like that. She, Margaret lived in her instead.
Well, so they were, you know, people who were there as children, basically.
Mm-hmm. You could go, Miss Ada Brazier, she carried her baby. She carried Georgia Lee down there. Her husband died just before Georgia Lee was born. And she carried her baby down there and worked for 5 cents an hour and put her in a box and kept her there.
She worked for 5 cents an hour,
yeah,
and kept the baby down?
I went to work at 40 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, what'd you do with the baby? I mean, you know, she just kept it beside her?
She set it over there in
so
the barn.
So you could do that?
Yeah.
Did other people do that?
Yeah, other people did, but they stopped that before I went there. I reckon that's what, because I didn't have no babies.
Right, but you never saw...
No, I didn't.
Children or babies.
Miss Ader has told me about it.
Okay. So, so you know people who worked there as kids.
Mm-hmm.
What can you remember anything about what they said about it, or did they say anything?
They just went to work early. Miss Ader was a spooler, so she was getting married. But she was a spooler.
Mm-hmm. What about the mixture between men and women there when you started working? That happened, was it 50-50 or more men than women or more?
Well, they had women jobs and men jobs. Women run the ballers and the winders and drum spooler and winders, things like that. And men run the machines. I mean, old big machines.
Okay.
But see, I docked off all of them.
You did what?
Docked. Taking off. When you yarn, they put the yarn down here and tied it in, and it'd run up here on a big spool. And then when it went to go running out, they'd carry it down. And you had to take that off and take it to the spooler, and they would spool it up and run this rope.
Oh, okay.
They didn't throw nothing away.
Oh, so the discards from what you were doing, they would take and make rope out of.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I hear you say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They run it, you know, up so they got a big bobbin for it, and they throw it in a box. When they got a box for it, they throw it down to the rope machine
and make some rope out of it.
I used to have a lot of rope, and kids, they towed it all off.
Uh-huh. Well, was it so? The rope was just generally used around the place then.
No, they sold it.
They
sold it. They sold that rope place for making money.
Well,
they didn't have it one.
You sure?
Rope machine.
Mm-hmm. Would they sell it here locally? Or
everywhere, anywhere they wanted it. They shipped it out to
okay. The
other places.
Hmm.
It was an interesting place to work.
Uh-huh.
It was nice. I mean, the floors was naked on the oil on it. And the ballers, the winders, they'd oil them up here and they'd put in too much and it'd run down on the floor.
Well,
down
so, so, it, so there was a kind of oil on the floor,
yeah,
is what,
mm-hmm.
you, what you were saying. Okay.
Nice.
Well, how did they clean it up?
Well, they had a machine. It's like a vacuum cleaner, but it went around.
Uh-huh. Huh.
And then we had, on the Earth ship, we had two colored women, and they swelled. Mary and
Were they there since 47?
They were there when I went there. I don't know when they came there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when I went there in 49.
Uh-huh. So they were there then. And you had mentioned some other black people who were working there too.
Yeah, there's one boy on the white house. That's what it was. Back on the lower end.
One of the machines.
I can't think what the name of it. Anyway, sometimes there'd be 20 spools up this way and they'd run it down on one went down in there, you know, it made the roads or whatever.
Okay.
What? Oh, okay.
So he worked that machine?
Yeah, he does. That guy did. And then that hard one guy, and then he, they made a boss out of him, and he quit his and went to Atlanta somewhere and got a better job.
Okay.